to the klal, and when it comes to chassidus, very famous statement brought down by the Kobrina Rebbe, one of the Rebbes of Slonim, that the more you talk about something, the more a person will be able to grow in that particular area. For example, the Alamal says, "Hemanti ki adaver ani anisim yod." So the Kobrina Rebbe explains, "Hemanti ki adaver." You want to know how I gain emuna? "Hemanti ki adaver," because I speak about it. Now we're in the last few days, the last few minutes, right before Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a time where we completely focus on the yard site of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the famous author, the famous student of Rabbi Akiva, the famous author of the Zohar, the famous words, "B'chavivusa talia milsa." He says the whole matter comes as dependent upon love, about the love and the tranquility that the Jewish people have with each other. So I thought, in honor of Lag BaOmer, I'm trying to increase our Avos Yisrael, really time the sphere, but right before Lag BaOmer, to talk about different Maasev Tzadikim brought down by a famous Mashpia nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Melech Biederman. He's an unbelievable, unbelievable darshan. And he really encapsulates five different individual, but small, but very deep Maases that I think will increase our Avos Yisrael, our outlook and perspective on our fellow Jews. The first ma'aser of Rav Melech Biederman brings down, he writes from Rav Dessler. He says, Rav Dessler, his entire life was very machbed, but his minig was that he would only have, for a kiddush, he would have the smaller shear. He would have the smaller shear of Rav Chaim Noah. And wouldn't it be machbed to have the Chazon Ish's bigger shear? After his Rebbetzin passed away, what happened was he started being machbed for the bigger shear. What happened was a couple of his relatives asked him, they said, "Rebbe, Dati, with all due respect, why before the Rebbetzin passed away, you hold like Rav Chaim Noah, the smallest shear for Kiddush, but now you're makbid for the Chazon Ish?" So he said, "To be honest with you, the hitter mitzvah that I had wasn't really for the shear. It was my wife gave me the coast from her father, really well for make Kiddush, and I wanted to be able to use her father's coast. I wasn't trying to be makbid in here, makbid in there. I was being makbid and using the coast of my father-in-law. That's what I was being makbid. Specifically used this coast to be able to establish great ava between us. Coast." He says it's much better to be mahader in this Indian of ava, of Avos Yisrael, ava with greater ava than for your wife, than the hiddur mitzvah of the sheer coast. A beautiful maisa of Dessler. The second maisa Rav Melech Biederman brings down is from Rav Moshe. And it actually happens to be that he even writes that it happened to one of his sons. He doesn't say who, but one of Moshe's sons got every of Shabbos got a phone call from a certain almana. Wanted to know what time Shabbos was that week, able to light candles. What time able to light candles? What happened was after three or four Erev Shabboses, the son of Moshe doesn't say who. If it was David or the other son, he said, "I just want to let you know, I have no problem telling you the candle lighting time every week, but you should know they have a Luach Hashanah, and there it says that every single time when you're supposed to light candles." So the woman got on the phone. She said, "Wow, it's unbelievable! I never heard about this. When your father was alive, I called your father every hour of Shabbos. He never told me this Eitzah. So Rav Biederman wants to say, we see that three or four Shabbos is, at the end of the day, it's not a bad thing to be able to tell the Rebbe. They just wanted to be able to help. He wanted to help this woman, help the Almana, so that she didn't help her for herself. But Rav Moshe, who literally didn't have a minute for himself, he was helping Klai Yisrael, all the Shilas, his entire life, he didn't give this Eitzah. Tremendous lesson in sensitivity. Not that was a wrong thing to do, but Rav Moshe, he could have any excuse in the book to be able to say, "Hey, maybe you could try to get a Luach." But Rav Moshe didn't give us a tremendous lesson of sensitivity, giving honor to someone, even to be able to see, to ask the Rosh Hashiva, the Gadol Dor, what time Shabbos was that week. Beautiful. The third Ma'aseh, he writes, the next two actually are Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, what happened was, he was saying Shalom Aleichem to a father, and the father's daughter also happened to be there. The Shlomo Zalman stuck out his hand to the father, and the father stuck out his hand back, obviously. What happened was, the young girl must have been 8 or 9 years old. also saw when her father stuck out her hand, she also stuck out her hand. Shlomo Zalman didn't want to embarrass her, so what did he do? He quickly took a piece of candy, a piece of chocolate that he had in his hand, and he placed it in her hand to be able to make sure that to not make it seem that he wasn't shaking her hair, and he didn't want to quote unquote leave her hanging, and he was able to be able to help her. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was unbelievable in this area. Second, the second ma'aser, the fourth ma'aser overall of Avos Yisrael, Rav Biderman, bearer of Parsha, and Parsha's Emor from this week's Parsha, last week's Parsha. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was once being Misadar Kiddushin, and what happened was he wanted to meet the Eid Kiddushin right before the wedding, right before the chuppah. What happened was he saw one of the Eid Kiddushin, and it happened to be that one of the Eid Kiddushin was Apostle Eidus. It doesn't say why he was Apostle Eidus, but he was Apostle Eidus, and everyone was bugging out. What were they going to do? It was a very awkward position. Shlomo Zalman thought to himself, hey, to be Misadar Kiddushin, it's no problem. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to assign this aid to be who was Apostle Eidus. He's going to be Misadar Kiddushin. And the Maisa goes is that the guy was refusing. He was refusing. Shlomo Zalman, I want you to be Misadar Kiddushin. I'll be there to you. But Shlomo Zalman didn't budge because he knew at the end of the day, Misadar Kiddushin could be Apostle Eidus, but if you're an aid Kiddushin, you can't be Apostle Eidus. So at the end of the day, if Shlomo Zalman didn't want to embarrass him, he could have just said, oh, let's get a new aid. But what did he do? He didn't just get a new aid. He made the guy even feel better than himself, that he was Misadar Kiddushin. And he said, we won't start the wedding, you'll be Misadar Kiddushin, and then I'll be the aid. And Rav Biderman actually writes in parentheses here that we know that it's mutter for someone to be able, who's possible aid, to be Misadar Kiddushin, as long as someone's there on the side checking that he's doing everything Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. But Shlomo Zalman could have easily told him, hey, maybe you want to take a break. Maybe we'll get another Eid Kiddushin. He specifically didn't do that. Specifically went out of his way to be able to make sure that this person with Misadar Kiddushin not embarrass him. The final fifth ma'aser just for tonight, in order to get ready for Lag BaOmer, Avos Yisrael. Story goes is that the Satmar Rebbe was famous for having his shamash be able to help him in his room. But when he wanted the shamash to leave the room, he didn't say, and to be able to have yichidus with the person in his room, he didn't say leave the room. He asked him in a very pleasant way, can you go enter the other room? Can you go enter the other room? And even writes over here, a couple of years after the war, what happened was he was in Antwerp. It was a couple of years after the Holocaust, and he was in Antwerp, and he was giving some chizuk over there. What happened was he was leaving the Beis Midrash, and what happened was there were some women who were standing in the pathway of the Rebbe to be able to leave the shul. And the shamash said, women, leave the chutzah so the Rebbe could come. The Rebbe turned to the shamash and said, you shouldn't say leave the chutzah, leave the courtyard. You should just say enter the Ezus Nashim. Just say enter. There's just a little bit of a difference of leave and enter. Enter is a little more avidic, a little more sensitivity with a little bit of love. So we saw five great mices brought down Rav Biderman. Rav Dessler with the Kiddush cup, Rav Moshe with the Almana calling every Arab Shabbos, what time Shabbos was going to start. Two famous Rav Shlomo Zalman Maises, the first one with the chocolate, give the chocolate to the little girl not to embarrass her. The fourth Maises, the second Maises of Shlomo Zalman, when he made the aid Kiddushin to be the Masada Kiddushin, they want to embarrass him. He just made him Masada Kiddushin. Finally, the Satmar Rebbe says the difference between the Lashon of leave and the Lashon of enter. We should be Zochem into Shem now coming in these last few hours before the yard site of Shem Ba'achai to be able to get ready. What better way to be able to get ready to Lavlag Ba'omer than talking about Avos Yisrael and living Avos Yisrael? And that's what the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. My whole essence, the whole Zohar is based all about love. It's all about based on love and caring and sensitivity for each other. We should be zochah Bez Hashem to live with this message of Rashbi in our lives, and all be zochah to be with dancing in Meiron Bez Hashem Yisparach Shkolech.